Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Montgomery man is in jail facing several charges, including fleeing an officer and second-degree DUI. According to the criminal complaint, 49-year-old Christopher Todd Johnson was clocked by a Rice County deputy traveling 123 miles an hour on Dundas Boulevard. Johnson eventually wound up in a water ditch just north of 130th Street. The vehicle was in about 2 feet of water. Other law enforcement arrived and they found Johnson in another field. He has two previous DUIs and a revoked driver's license. He's also charged with refusal to submit to a breath test, driving after cancellation, and fleeing an officer on foot. His initial court appearance is January 22nd. Dundas Council remained status quo as they took care of appointments to commissions and boards.
So pretty much everybody was either reappointed to the committees that they were on. We have a couple openings in the Park and Recreation Advisory Board.
Administrator John McCarthy, as Dundas looks to the development of a new city hall at the corner of Bridge Street and Railway, they're looking for others interested in further development of that section of downtown. They've been working with their city planner
to develop an idea of what we would like to see happen there and offer that idea to folks that may be interested in pursuing that.
McCarthy said the council,
we would like to see it developed in a old downtown look, the individual buildings, 2 to 3 stories high, some masonry on the front, similar to the existing downtown.
Mm-hmm. As a mill town, they want to keep the historic feel. McCarthy said they'd look for
small shop businesses, hopefully have some sort of a residential component to the downtown, and businesses that might be more service-orientated, entertainment-orientated.
Dundas is, of course, located right on the Cannon River and Milltown's Trail, lending it a great location for outfitters. The Northfield City Council meets tonight for a work session. They have two presentations, one from the Human Rights Commission and the other regarding the age-friendly survey. Council will discuss the authorization of a 25-cent increase to the PEG fees charged to subscribers of Charter. Those fees go for Northfield's cable access channel and TV. Mayor Pownell will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with details. The Northfield Historical Society Museum is undergoing some renovations, Executive Director Kathy Osterman explains.
We're kind of hoping to get a little bit more retail space and maybe cut our counter space in half.
For the safety of the community, they'll be closed for a couple of weeks. On another note, the Historical Society is holding their winter social on February 3rd at Willinger's Golf Course.
So it's just a good time to get out of your house and kind of mingle with people who share some of the same interests as you. So if you are interested in history, if you're part of the Historical Society already, if you're wondering about it, if you want to find out what we do, it's a great chance to come and meet and mingle and kind of hear what we're doing.
The speaker this year is Kurt Brown.
He is a former Star Tribune reporter, and he does a feature every week now in the Star Tribune on Sundays that takes a look at some very strange or unique things that have happened in Minnesota and kind of gives a historical perspective.
Tickets are available online at northfieldhistory.org. You do not have to pay any additional fee. It's $20 for members, $25 for non-members. If you become a member at the door, you'll pay the $20 price. The social includes a buffet dinner. There will be a short annual meeting before the speaker. And townships will be holding elections in March. If you're interested in running for supervisor or clerk, you have until 5 p.m. January 16th to file. Rice County has at least one supervisor seat open in each township as well as clerk. For more details, go to the Secretary of State website. I have a link from KYMNradio.net. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.